and supervise volunteers. For this full-time position, we're looking for someone with proven experience in news and public affairs production, management and supervisory skills with volunteers with emphasis on teamwork in a collaborative setting, and ability to work under strict deadlines. KBOO Community Radio is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. Women and people of color are encouraged to apply. Deadline to apply is Sunday, September 23rd at midnight. More information can be found at kboo.fm/newsdirector-hire2018.
This is Press Watch, your weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. Well, good morning. We are now hopefully beginning our fundraising. It is... It's membership drive, it's pledge drive, as we used to call it, and it's time for you to call in. Today, I hope to be joined by actual member or members of Antifa. They haven't been able to make it in yet, so we will see what happens. This should be interesting. Since I'm here without them, I'm going to start by defending Antifa, which is a rather rare thing in any media. But maybe it's the sort of thing you would expect at KBOO, your media. There has been a lot of disinformation in the press about Antifa, and the situation is fraught, and it might be difficult for you to sort out exactly who they are, what they're doing, and really what it's all about. But today in the headlines, we've got Trump going even more berserk as someone, either Vice President Pence or someone imitating his style, has written in the New York Times that they are guarding against his excesses from within his administration. In Japan, there has been a 6.7 quake in Sapporo, and near Sapporo there have been very severe landslides, and the power is out to millions of people. There are at least hundreds of casualties, and if this sort of thing goes as it usually does, there will be thousands of casualties. So that's a big story that's just now breaking. I want you to understand that we are now very much needing your phone calls at this number, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. And it appears that I will be joined, in fact, by a member of Antifa. And person X has come in, and so I will let that person identify themselves. Who am I interviewing?
Isaac.
Isaac is here. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Isaac. Appreciate that. Do you know, Isaac, if we will, in fact, be getting a phone call from the German Antifa?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay, yeah. So we will talk about what's going on here mostly. Antifa has been in the press mostly. Antifa has been attacked in the press. Recently, there were mass demonstrations in Germany. First, the Nazis showed up, and then the anti-Nazis showed up in much greater numbers. And here in the U.S., we have a deadly false equivalency. When the alt-right, allied with the Nazis, allied with the Klan, show up, the press derides Antifa as the same as the alt-right. For example, there's a Washington Post article, Antifa protesters couldn't find any fascists that unite the right and harass the press instead. That's typical, and I'll dial down on that in a moment. But right now, I want to talk to Isaac. Tell me about Antifa. What is Antifa doing, and what's coming up? I understand something's happening at Cider Riot just down the street from KBOO.
Yeah. So Antifa is short for anti-fascist. We are, and Antifa is, a collection of anti-fascist groups who exist to shut down Nazi, neo-Nazi, white supremacist, and white nationalist organizing in our communities.
All right. And, well, that's concisely just exactly what I was hoping for there. A definition. As I was saying, the press has been deriding Antifa as the same as the alt-right. There's a article in the Washington Post recently, which is fairly typical from the corporate-owned and very conservative press in the U.S. Antifa protesters couldn't find any fascists that unite the right and harass the press instead. And it describes some real Antifa errors there, but shows the utter ignorance, even in the face of sincere explanations and pleas from Antifa members as they had cameras poked at them, as the of the dangers faced by Antifa, who were being videotaped to the point of being identifiable to the fascists via the police. And so I want to talk about that for a minute, Isaac. Why is Antifa necessary today?
Antifa is necessary because white nationalist movements have been attempting to organize in our communities to do harm to them. They've been attempting to create movements that can do real harm to migrants, to people of color, to Jewish people, to LGBT people. And as people from among those groups and as people who have those groups in our community, we can't allow them to organize to do that harm.
Antifa, sort of a last ditch defense of the people from direct violence. Would that be essentially correct?
Yeah, that is part of how we see ourselves.
I want to talk about free speech. Fascist organizing in the U.S. precedes the Second World War. It is centered in the prisons and in the social media. Fascists believe in creating their own mythos. They understand, some instinctively, some intellectually, that their message is in their history and their genocidalist and intimidating presence. When they say anything, they are actually saying that they intend to, as they have always done, beat, intimidate, maim, and kill the opposition, which is all brown people, GLBTQIA people, kill the opposition until they win. When they say liberty, they mean the liberty to intimidate on the basis of their historic actions, mass genocide of the Jews, communists, gays, and transgender people in World War II, mass incarceration with their police allies of the black and brown people in the U.S. They say they are anti-racist because they know they can say anything and still retain with their police allies the power of fear. Everyone who opposes them is subject to violence, like the people in the police list in Louisiana. Maybe you've heard of that, Isaac, who are listed as Antifa, but actually are merely people who signed a petition against Donald Trump. The threat is real and present, but it is distant for those of us designated as white. Fascists do not engage in free speech. Free speech takes place outside the context of credible armed intimidation. Right now, Isaac and I are engaging in free speech because you know that you do not need to fear me. You do not need to fear Isaac unless you directly physically attack. You know that I have no history of sneaking around with several associates to corner you and beat you for your ideas, but Patriot Prayer does. And so we have Antifa. We have Portland Antifa, which is the name is Rose City, I think.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, and so Rose City is going to... to cider riot, and I found a post on Indie Media which had some of the information, so tell me if this is correct. Isaac, it says, German anti-fascist activists with over 10 years experience present the major strategies, struggles, and theories of the anti-fascist Aktion from 1932 to the present. Has the history and strategy of German anti-fascism as a title. The latest rise of fascist movements and parties has once again made it clear organized anti-fascist resistance is necessary. And that's the word that I keep coming back to. It's necessary. In order to successfully intervene and stop fascism from spreading, it is useful to take a look at different experiences built from movements in other countries, particularly the history of the anti-fi movement in Germany has a lot to offer. I've added the a lot myself, has to offer a lot of different approaches and experiences. The speakers who are organizing the Ums Ganze Bündnis, do you know what that means?
Ums Ganze. I do not know.
Ums is a contraction. Okay, so I don't know that. And have been part of anti-fascist initiatives and organizations for over 10 years, present the major strategies, struggles, and theories of the anti-fascist Aktion from 1932 to the present. Afterwards, we hope to have a discussion about the lessons for the movement today going forwards in 2018 and share our experiences as activists. Now, Isaac, I wonder if you could talk to the way Antifa is being presented in the press. It seems to me, when I look, when I pull up Antifa in the Google News search, basically what I find is about 9-1 attacks on Antifa. How is the Antifa movement handling that?
I mean, in this way, for one, going on to talking to media, going on to shows, and trying to clear up some of the misconceptions. But I definitely agree that there is a large proportion of negative press to good press. And part of that is because Antifa doesn't necessarily agree with some of these liberal conceptions of you know, allowing ideas to fight themselves out in the marketplace of ideas. And if you can counter bad speech with more speech, we believe in no platforming, denying Nazis space to organize. But going back to the press question, we really try to put out our own media. So we have our website where we write articles detailing the Nazi connections of local white supremacists.
What is the website?
RoseCityAntifa.org.
RoseCityAntifa.org. Okay.
Yeah. And on that site, we have, you know, dozens of articles detailing neo-Nazi connections and writing theoretical pieces establishing the place of various neo-Nazi groups within a larger white nationalist alt-right context. So that is one area. We definitely believe in talking to the media to try to clear up those misconceptions as well.
But not at a protest.
No, not at a
protest.
Because
you're masked up. You're masked up so that you won't be. If you know, correct me if I'm wrong about this. You're masked up and not talking to the press because you cannot afford to. Because and I want to talk about this a little bit because there is such infiltration and cultural hegemony of the alt-right within the police forces, local, regional, and national police forces across the United States. And because they can use their extensive resources to identify you, you are very shy of, I say you, the Antifa generally are very shy of talking to the media at all, especially at a demonstration.
Yes. So this is generally because neo-Nazis would like to know who anti-fascists are, and they'd like to target us for violence and intimidation. So at protests, we're obviously masked, but you know, numerous cameras and news cameras can act as a sort of surveillance tool. And then fascists and the police, sometimes in collaboration, will comb through hours and hours of footage trying to identify anti-fascists. And this has actually happened in Berkeley, where police collaborated with neo-Nazis who had combed through hours of footage on 4chan and arrested an anti-fascist based on cell phone footage, news footage, etc. So there's a very real danger from being identified at protests and the proliferation of cameras and recording at protests.
As a journalist, the more I look into the infiltration and, as I say, cultural hegemony of fascism within the American police forces, the more I am alarmed. I have come to think, just in the last few weeks, I've come to think that I can scarcely exaggerate how severe the problem is. Police generally, of course, by the nature of their job, tend towards authoritarianism. They want law and order. They tend to view dissent out. Let me rephrase that. They have difficulty, even the most sincere among them have difficulty distinguishing dissent from criminal disobedience. And so in that context, and in this American context, we have a situation in which, as has been demonstrated at the Portland demonstrations over and over again, we have the Portland police essentially facilitating the violence of the alt-right. I've experienced that personally. I've seen it. I've recorded it and played it here on KBOO. Maybe bringing more of that in the next couple of weeks as we try to raise funds here. The problem isn't just the fascists. I wonder if you agree with me on that, Isaac. It's the police. We have a fascist police force in the United States.
So I would hedge that a little bit. We, mm-hmm. as anti-fascists, see ourselves in what we call the three-way fight. There's us, there's the white nationalists, and there's mm-hmm. the police. Uh-huh. The white nationalists and the police are not always allied. Occasionally, they do come into conflict. So it's not for us necessarily like that the police and fascists are outright allied. There are most like times in which the police will act against white nationalists, times they'll act against us, and times we'll come into conflict with both. So it's more the sort of animosity goes three between all three of us in this case. But in Portland, at least, I think there is definitely a case where the police do not see the danger of Patriot Prayer and their white nationalist neo-Nazi allies and hangers-on. You can see that from the report about June 4th, 2017, where the police saw the Patriot Prayer protesters as much more quote-unquote mainstream than the thousands of people, whether in bloc or not, who came out to oppose them. And we can see this again on August 3rd, where the police focused almost entirely on anti-fascists and not on Patriot Prayer, despite Patriot Prayer ignoring police directives and not staying within their designated area. So despite similar actions, we can see the different response from the police. So in Portland, at least, we're definitely in a struggle both against the fascists and against the police who are facilitating their entrance into our city.
And then, of course, you have cases like Mark Kruger, who's just openly pro-Nazi.
Yes, absolutely.
Depending on how you ask him, I suppose. But, you know, I suppose the uniform says everything.
I mean, there's really not many ways to misconstrue constructing a memorial to Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so it seems that I've cornered you into taking a less militant position than myself. Hey, wow, I can put that on my gravestone. Well, I want to say something about the historic situation that we are now in, and then ask for your comment, Isaac. And before I do, I want to say that I haven't been fundraising so far, but we are fundraising right now. The number to call is 877-500-5266. I want you to consider joining right now. We have some lovely t-shirts, and our famous hoodie is available, and that is for small monthly contributions that you can yourself make. I would like you to consider taking the sacrifice and basically getting down with us in this struggle, which has become so much more intense over the last couple of years. But I'll be back to that in a moment. Again, the number, please call in as I speak, 877-500-5266. We're depending on you. We need your calls right now. Right now. We need you to act. The nature of the American fascist movement comes in the context of Americanism generally. It comes in the context of unacknowledged genocide. It comes in the context of unremediated, ongoing slavery, institutional racism and mass incarceration, nativism, imperialism, national chauvinism, institutional sexism, for example, no family leave for men, resurgent racism, sexism, and homophobia under a fresh and presidential demagogue, poison flowing from the highest office in the land, an anti-educationism, which has been around for a long time, for example, stopping taxations for schools, exacerbated greatly by Reaganism, anti-intellectualism festering now after decades post-Reagan into gross ignorance and magical thinking, gross maldistribution of wealth, which is exacerbating everything, internet balkanization of intellect and production of false facts, internet demagogues like Alex Jones, declining wages via inflation, the 9/11 false flag stunt which fascistized this nation in a horrific way and is scarcely recognized, and its enforced demand, the 9/11 enforced demand for abased reverence towards authoritarianism, and the deep and persistent infiltration and cultural dominance of fascism within its severely bloated police force. It's inevitable. When you look at this historic context, that this moment in this president would arrive, an extremely dangerous moment, and the actions of the Portland police time and again prove that they are more than sympathetic to the alt-right. In fact, I would argue they are, in large part, the alt-right. And so we have Antifa. As, you know, for me, as a transgender leftist going out in the streets trying to record what's going on in a demonstration, they are my last friends, and I cannot express how grateful I am. According to the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics, there are 2,220,300 adults incarcerated in U.S. federal and state prisons and county jails in 2013. That's about 110, and there's 4,751,000 adults in 2013, 1 in 51 on probation or on parole, and now it's worse. Now remember, you are guilty in the U.S. unless and until you come up with around $5,000 for a real attorney. Do you have that right now? And so you can be charged with anything, especially black men. You, especially black men, can be killed at any moment with no recourse for your mourning family. We are in a police state, but we have Antifa. Please comment, Isaac.
So I agree that, fascism is intertwined with patriarchy, with the history of genocide against the indigenous peoples of the U.S., with institutional racism, with the prison system, and that in many ways makes our struggle more difficult. So we tend to focus on the parts that are trying to gain political power, the parts that are trying to gain entrance into the political system, who are trying to build a street movement, who are trying to clear leftists off the streets, clear people of color off the streets.
Well, that is the frame. I decided when I wanted to do this program, when I wanted to talk to Antifa, I wanted to explain why Antifa is necessary. That's the word. And KBOO is necessary. KBOO is very much a conduit for attention and eventually, necessarily, for energy, organization, and funds into anti-fascist efforts and into the struggle for a better society, for something that would not be so grossly imperialist, something that would not depend on the profits gained from mass incarceration. I'm asking you to consider defending your society. Defend KBOO. Defend KBOO. Defend Portland Indie Media. Defend Dan Handelman and Copwatch. Where would we be? What would happen to us if Dan Handelman were to go away? Defend Abolish ICE and its comrades and support Antifa, some of the last people actually on your side. And to do this, it's necessary for you to take action right now and to join 877-500-5266. Now, when you call in, I would like to ask you to enjoy one of our pledge premiums. We have some great new t-shirts, and we have our hoodie available. The hoodie is available for you. If you're willing to kick down $25 a month, you can have a hoodie, and that's the only way you can get it. 877-500-5266. I'm going to be joined in just a few minutes by Pledge Central, and we're going to see if you're paying attention and if you're down for the struggle, if you're willing to actually make that effort. You know, you've got to put your money where your mouth is or nothing happens. And we here at KBOO have depended successfully on your contributions as our mainstay for 50 years. Federal funding has come and gone. I would say probably temporarily it has come back in a small portion of our general funding, and we can't depend on that. We have to depend on you to call in 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. I'm pleased to say that when I'm on the street and I've got my mic out with the KBOO mic flag on it, I'm treated differently by people who are down with the struggle. And although, of course, Antifa doesn't want me to record them as they're actually doing their thing because of the aforementioned cop infiltration and the severe threat of direct fascist violence. It's great to be out there and to be supporting KBOO and to be doing things for KBOO and to see Antifa, I would say, very bravely and with great personal sacrifice, making by and large making use of white privilege in one of the better ways by being out there in the streets. For example, on August 4th, Antifa members were in front of me as I made recordings between me and the police as they faced us down, as they turned their back on the people who had come into town across state lines with arms, with a threat of violence. There were Antifa people in front of me with a banner which was reinforced on the other side with plywood and little handles, and it served as a shield, and it kept me safe, and that's why I say that I'm grateful for that. And I wonder if you saw that particular banner.
I wasn't there that day.
You
wasn't?
Yeah. You were not? Okay.
Unable to go, but I'm extremely glad that you felt offended. That's why we go out into the streets like that.
That's a very essential, basic thing that I was able to go there and make a recording for the People's Media and not be, well, frankly, stomped by the police. So there, the media is often yelled at, I've noticed, by leftists generally, and I should clarify that Antifa is defense against fascists, not necessarily itself an ideology other than, am I correct in that?
Yeah, so we are a, I would say, pan-leftist group in that as long as you agree to our points of unity, anybody can join. So as long as you're against fascism, for direct action, yeah.
All right.
We aren't sectarian in any way.
Okay, and I would like to apologize, Isaac, for taking up so much of the time talking myself. But I'm on fire about this. And so now it is time. We have a few minutes, just about 4 minutes before the next program comes on, before Per comes in here. And it is time for you to show whether you support KBOO, whether you support Press Watch and the work that I'm doing, and whether you support Antifa, and if you appreciate the work that is being done to keep you from right-wing violence and from the police allies, to whatever extent they are present in the police force. Does it matter to you? Are you willing to make a commitment? Are you willing to call right now, 877-500-5266? I'm joined now by Pledge Central, I believe. Let's see.
Hey, Teresa, this is Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Good morning.
Ken Jones, reporter at KBOO.
And as Teresa said, this is the beginning of our fall membership drive here at KBOO. Our 50th year, by the way, and you could become a member if you're not already by calling us at 877-500-5266. You can also go online at kboo.fm.
2 minutes left for you to call in.
And as you could hear from Teresa's show this morning, we have the Antifa position. It's interesting, Teresa. Recently, there's been a lot of controversies about mainstream media inviting the opposite, like Steve Bannon, or even Joey Gibson was on OPB. But rarely do I hear the Antifa side, and I know a lot of the audience is on the left of those. So these are really voices that you don't normally hear, and important points of view. And Teresa and her guest Isaac this morning were talking about an event that KBOO is co-sponsoring this Saturday at Cider Riot, History and Strategy of German Anti-Fascism. That's at 8 o'clock. That's kind of what we've been doing for the past 50 years. We've become a part of the community, actually a focus of the community. We kind of tie all these groups together and sponsor a lot of events that I think are worthwhile and our listeners think are worthwhile. And to do that, to become a member, if you're not already, you might be a listener for many years. Maybe you're just new to Portland. Call us at 877-500-5266 or go online at kboo.fm. And I'll tell you why. Because KBOO is primarily listener-sponsored. In other words, members like you are the reason we stayed on the air for 50 years.
60 seconds left.
About 80%. Of our annual budget, and it's not a very high budget, it's probably lunch at Fox News or CNN even, comes from members like you. We get a little underwriting, things like that, but we need you to continue to support programming like this. Again, 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. And Teresa, you talked about the hoodie, which is appropriate. This is our fall membership drive. It's a beautiful late summer morning. Technically, it's not fall yet, but fall is in the air. It's going to get cool soon.
Oh, yeah. By the time you get the hoodie, it'll be needed.
Exactly. And as Teresa said, that's $25 a month, sustaining membership, $300 a year. And we'll send that KBOO hoodie out to you. And it's beautiful. It's high quality. I've had mine for about 3 years now and wear it every time. Probably in a few weeks, I'll start putting it on, getting out of the closet and wearing it for the next 8 months.
Thank you, Ken. There are seconds remaining. You must call now if you wish to be on record supporting this program on 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. You'll fire us up so much when we hear the phone ring. We need you to call right now, 877-500-5266. Isaac, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm really grateful to you and to your comrades with Antifa. And coming up, Parafoggering is ready to come through the door, and he's going to be talking to Norman Finkelstein. Call in 877-500-5266 right now. Thank you, Ken.
Oh, thanks, Teresa.
Well, good morning. This is Fight the Empire. My name is Parafoggering, and we're going to start out with a little announcement.